omniscient question asker here, the omniscient interviewer. What's new in core processing from your neck of the woods? Obviously, you guys are in the mix. You're in the thick of it with creating new technology and stuff every day. What's new in core processing?
Well, I think for us, I think we'd all agree what's new is that credit unions today are really looking for a choice, right? They want to choose not just the delivery of how they accept the core technology, whether it be traditional in-house or traditional outsourced or a combination thereof. I think they're looking for their provider to be flexible, to be able to accommodate how they want to run their business. And I think we're very well positioned to accommodate any of those strategies they want to take on.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, you've been in the industry for a little while now, and you've seen more than your share of conversions and selling systems and things like that. What are you seeing? What are the credit unions wanting these days as far as a core processor?
excuse me. I think that they're looking for more in the core.
More in the core.
More in the core.
Mm-hmm.
I think that traditional providers have gotten away from providing what credit unions need to execute their business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lending, for example, CRM, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we are focused on delivering those functionalities so that credit unions don't have to go to third parties to achieve their business.
Gotcha. But correlation is an open architecture, so in case they want to go out to get a third party, that's available. Greg, Chris, you want to add to that?
Right. No, definitely. And to what Bill had said, I think it's kind of old school where credit unions are now wanting more in the core, that want a more robust core. So with the CRM, with the lending, with the business services, you know, we certainly are in tune to what the clients are saying, the industry is saying, but then to have the openness as to where they can plug in any of the platforms that they have. You know, they've got choices. I think Tim
goes back to choice, exactly.
Choices. You know, we're not going to force you down a road, force you to a brand. It's best of breed. Who's your best business partner? We'll integrate with them.
Gotcha.
And I think they want to concentrate on what those choices are and not be limited in the functionality or be limited from a financial aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to be able to choose who they want to go to and be able to work how they want to work with those institutions.
Gotcha. It's almost kind of a form of empowerment. You think so,
it
Chris?
Is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I want to switch back to something Tim said earlier about flexibility in that the name of the game is lending. Credit unions need to lend. They need to have flexibility in the product to lend. And I think that's one of our fortes, is that within the Keystone solution is you need to have flexible lending products, whether it be the business products, the consumer products, the mortgage products. So I think we can deliver a lot in that area, which should help credit unions out.
All right, switching gears here, gentlemen, to conversions. Every credit union has a conversion.
They do.
But one in particular you guys conducted earlier in 2015 was the Desert Schools conversion.
They did.
$3.8 billion credit union, which made waves throughout the industry in a good way. How has it affected Correlation's business? How has it affected your image?
You know, I think it's funny, as we were pursuing Desert Schools, you know, everyone was saying, oh, you're never going to be able to get them. You're never going to be able to get them. And then everyone turned to say, I can't believe you got them. And then it turned to the conversion, say, well, they're never going to be able to convert them. They're not going to be able to convert them. Now it turned to, I can't believe you converted them. And they're very, very satisfied customer right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think the industry has taken notice that we're getting getting calls and inquiries to us that I don't think we would have gotten prior to Desert Schools being converted.
I bet. And one little bit of trivia here, the folks at Gonzo Banker, a.k.a. Cornerstone Advisors, gave that conversion of the year.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, that's a nice feather to put in your cap.
And I think it speaks highly to the partnership that we have, and also with all of our clients. And it really kicks off with the conversion process and the amount of work that both organizations have to put in jointly together to get through a successful process. Because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think the perception that, that correlation was a risk in the industry, I think that put on people's minds at ease that that we're not, and we deliver on our promises. So that not only that conversion, but every conversion that we do is very, very important to our organization.
Well, Bill, anything to add there?
Well, I think that being able to bring a new product to the marketplace, there really hasn't been a new core for credit unions in a very long time.
From scratch.
And a couple of attempts have been made with not great success. And this has proven to be successful. We've got 25 installations now that were very successful.
Yep.
And so we do a really good job of those conversions and implementing this new technology.
Yep. And after each conversion, the great thing about what's going on with your company is that I'm sure other companies may do this, but everybody has an input in the system. The technology wise, they customize it to meet their needs, but that technology can go to the next credit union down the line. So it's like after each conversion, it just makes the system that much better.
Pay it forward, right?
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Good point. All right, is it a good time to be a credit union right now as far as looking for a new core processor? Because, I mean, it seems like the technology obviously is getting better and better. What do you guys think? Is it a good time for
It's an absolute best time. It's, you know, the internet, it's a mature entity right now. Mm-hmm. The browser technology and not having to have things on the workstation in order to facilitate the processing is key. And we're able to leverage all those technologies. So the only thing that the credit union employee needs to have on their desktop is a copy of a browser. That's it. Nothing else. I mean, you talk about thin client, right?
Yeah.
All they need is the browser.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of efficiency tools that are available today that mm-hmm. we've been able to leverage. Mm-hmm. So, it's an exciting time. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that you can see, like, everything on one screen. You don't have to, like, toggle back and forth to other screens and things like that. You can see what the member's all about right there on one screen. Correct?
Browser-based.
Yep. All right. Cool. All right, guys, one last question for you. Anything special happening at the show this year for you guys? Greg?
Oh, yes. We had a contract signing, Pacific Marine.
Beautiful.
They're located in northern San Diego County and through about a 12-month sales cycle. Mm-hmm. And came by today and we actually inked the contract.
Nice.
We'll toast champagne and kick off the project. It's going to start... very shortly. They convert in about 12 months from now.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, yeah,
and
really
it's hard to determine who's more excited. We're excited every time we have the honor of signing a new prospect to a client. But Pacific Marine was over the top excited. They want to do the conversion tomorrow if they could.
Why not? But it's also cool to have another credit union in San Diego as a partner. So you're right there, or everyone's in the neighborhood, so it's kind of cool.
Right.
Kind of cool.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, cool. Very cool, guys. And again, from my perspective, from CU Broadcast, thank you very much for being a sponsor of the Studio Lounge this year. So appreciate that very much.
Honor. Trust
me,
thank you, Mike.
Things like this. Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your work.
I thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. All right, guys. Thanks. DUN done.